Welcome to episode 372 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 2nd of April 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, Steve, and myself, Daryl.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Hello, Brad.
Hello, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a fine sunny day. In downtown Mansfield here. Yeah, it's great.
We had a bit of rainy before.
No, we haven't. It hasn't quite reached up this far of the woods yet. So I don't know whether we're going to get any, but it's lovely. It's a lovely autumnal afternoon.
Sweet, mate. Good stuff. Anything exciting happened during the week?
No, not really. Apparently someone at Tech Webcast is going to send me a new iPad Pro.
Oh, really?
I don't know who it is. They must be made of money. But someone
might said, be Jacob.
Yeah, it might be Jacob. Someone said to me, I'm sure. I didn't record the conversation, unfortunately, but they were going to send me a new iPad 9.7 inch one. So I'll be looking for the mail. Yeah,
definitely. But unfortunately, that may not happen.
Oh.
So yeah, any else there you want to mention, mate?
No. Look, it was a good week. Just doing stuff at work, and it's busy with rehearsals for the play that's coming up here in May. Ooh. So it's just been sort of full on, but it's been good. And as I say, it's a lovely day. The weather's finally got cooler and autumny now. It's not that sort stuff. So it's great. Yeah, good.
How much more cold weather to hit?
Yes. Well, it's starting to get cool at night here up in the mountain, we're starting to get in the single figure nighttime temperatures now, so it won't be too long before she starts getting chilly.
Good stuff, mate. Jacob, welcome back, mate. How's your week been?
All right, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good, but right now I'm under a tornado watch.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Get under the table then.
Yeah,
no fault. Why?
Yeah.
Has the tornado goes by Jacob's house?
What was that?
We forgot something in the intro.
Hey, what's that, man?
We forgot to say you can get the Android app on the Google Play Store.
Oh, you can too.
Yes, we can. Good. That's a good point,
Jacob. Good pickup, Jacob. Well, you can get it in an Android store.
You can indeed.
Excellent.
And thanks to Paul for doing that.
Yes, indeed.
And he's also put out a new game too. For the Android too, so check that out as well. Some cat game or something, I'm not sure what it's called.
Now, if someone had sent me an Android device, I'd be able to play all these sort of things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah definitely.
Come send Daryl an Android device at...
Also a new iPad.
Yeah, no, a new iPad.
That would be way too...
That was one very funny April Fool's joke at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes.
Did you actually believe that, Daryl, that I was going to get you one?
No, like a split second there, I thought, well, actually, my thought was, I was almost going to say, you can't do that. It'd cost too much. Don't be silly. And then after that, I thought, this is a late April Fool's joke. So I did have it in mind because I thought, I would have said don't do it anyway because it's way too expensive to be sending people iPads as much as I'd like it.
But unfortunately I can't. But anyway, me and Jake came up with that at the beginning of the show, so I hope you took that under
your I did. I won't be standing outside the letterbox shedding tears every morning when nothing arrives.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But you never know, Dale. We may win the lotto.
Who knows? Who knows? We might.
Have you seen the new iPad, Darryl? What do you think of the new iPad?
It looks, I haven't seen it, in person. I've seen, videos and that. And look, I mean, it looks great. And I mean, for someone like me that's like, would go from, say, an iPad 3, third generation to that, it'd be a huge...
Oh, definitely.
It'd be a huge leap. Yeah. I don't know, for people definitely. Who might have the iPad Air 2s, what sort of a leap it would be for them. But certainly for me, I mean, it'd be a huge leap. But my idea with my iPad is eventually I'll retire it and just use it as a soundboard with something like Boss Jock or something on it, and it can still run away. And then I'll consider whatever the iPad Pro or the iPad 9.7 or whatever they're calling it is. My iPad 3 it's still functional. Yes, it's a bit sluggish at times, but it's still really functional, and it's got the latest version of iOS on it. And it still runs. I mean, Apple's done a great job of the longevity when I got that, nearly 4 years ago.
Wow.
And it's still very serviceable. It's not like it's so slow that you just throw it against the wall. It's still very serviceable. But I will eventually I will retire it, and it can be part of the podcast as be like a soundboard.
All right, good stuff, mate. Let's go to Steve. How's your week been, Steve?
Oh, it's pretty good. Nothing really going on. It's been a little bit slow over here.
Okay. Yeah. How's your week been, mate?
Oh, it's good. Just primarily work and home.
Okay.
Yeah. Wish I could tell you more. you're going to be sending me the new iPad Pro. Yeah.
No, Steve's waiting for his now.
Huge news.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. But, I actually did an April Fool's joke yesterday on Facebook saying I'm moving back to Windows, and a few people did believe me, but one person who didn't, she knew it was an April Fool's joke. So,
hey, yeah. I knew it was an April Fool's joke from the get go because I grabbed a picture of Windows.
Yeah.
And it.
I would never move back to Windows. I would never.
That's why I posted on Facebook a picture of literally, it said he's moving back to Windows, and I posted a picture underneath it.
Yeah.
Windows.
Yeah, definitely.
As a joke.
So, Jacob, I went to the Apple Store on Thursday to check out the new... Was it Thursday? There, Thursday. Went to check out the new iPhone SE and the new iPad Pro 9.7. There's not really much to say about it. They're just a new phone and without 3D Touch, and it's just the same as the iPhone 6.
Way too small.
I agree. Dale, what's your opinion on the new iPhone SE?
I think Apple's looking. I mean, if you're already in the iPhone ecosystem, like you've got an iPhone 6 or a 6S or something like that, you're probably not going to look at it and say, "Well, I'm now going to go and buy an SE." But I think it's for the people who may have been put off by the fact the phones are getting larger and larger sizes and want the smaller form factor. And also it is slightly cheaper. So someone who's been looking at getting an iPhone but can't afford, the 6S or something like that, it may tip them into, once Apple get their hands on the person, once they get into Apple's ecosystem, then it's sort of like, well, now we've got you, you'll love it and you won't really want to go back. The other thing is, is that you've got emerging markets like India and China there, where Apple's trying to move in and sell iPhones to sort of like the growing middle classes in those two huge, really populated nations. And so, if they can produce a smaller phone, yes, but one a little bit cheaper, they might encourage a lot more of the Chinese middle classes and the Indian middle classes to sort of to purchase it. So. It is interesting because, I mean, Steve Jobs was fiercely against anything other than a standard, one size for the phone, and then when the iPad came, one size for the iPad. Now, whether he only said that because at the time he didn't think there was any need for anything more, or whether he actually believed it, well, perhaps we'll never know. But it's certainly shown that Apple's thinking about different sizes now, because that's, you know, that was one strength of Android, that you could sort of, you know, buy a phone from, you know, the small ones right up to the phablets.
Yep.
So yeah, it is. It's an interesting because, and it really is, other than the 3D touch note, it really is a new phone. It's like, I think on the other podcasts I was listening to, they were talking like the 5S. It's like the 5S updated.
Yep.
So if you might have had a 5S and really loved it, and you didn't want to buy a 6 because you didn't want the bigger screens and all that, you could, and you didn't want to hold on to your 5S because it's starting to get a bit slow, well, the SE would be, you know, an opportunity for it, rather than someone saying, oh, I'll go and try out Android.
Yeah, definitely. And what about you, Steve? What's your opinion on the iPhone SE?
Well, talking a little bit into what he was talking about, the emerging markets into, China and India, and the iPhone SE is actually proving to be quite popular. Of course, the price point has something to do with it. Of course, with the iPhone C, I think they had, and they ended up getting rid of. They were still looking for something a little bit more premium, so this fits the bill. And also, let me go to the next thing. Going into a little bit what he was also talking about, Steve Jobs, just wanting pretty much one size fits everybody. I think there might have been some other things as well, because I think that's one of the problems Android was having, was having to put Android on so many different types of devices. And of course, some of the iOS third-party app developers, they would also have problems being able to develop for too many screen sizes. But in some instances, like the iPad Mini, wasn't too difficult, because it's still a 4:3 ratio with the iPad Mini and also the full-sized iPad.
Okay. Good to know. And Jacob, what about the new iPad Pro, the 9.7? What's your view on that?
I think it's too big for me.
Too big? Really?
Yeah, I like the iPad Mini.
Why?
It works for me.
Oh, it works for you. Good on you. It works for you. I like the bigger screen. Personally,
That's what they always say. Bigger is always better.
Yeah, well, you know, it is to watch movies and Netflix and, you know, browsing the web and this sort of stuff, and, you know, looks fantastic. But the iPad Mini, that works for you, Jacob. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, can I put in a little bit more about the iPhone?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you actually sent me a picture from Apple.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at it myself. It would be too small for me. I would have to get the 6 or higher.
You would need to get the 6 Plus.
Yeah, and plus, I don't know if this is true or not, someone was saying the parts were interchangeable with the new phone.
The screen. I think the screen was mentioned to be interchangeable. Or with, I can't remember which, with maybe the 5S or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was brought up.
Mm.
I think the 5S is it's almost like an upgrade from the 5S. So if you don't even think of it as an upgrade from the 6 or the 6, you know, like it's really an upgrade for the 5S. So those people that have been hanging on to the 5S because they didn't want the bigger form factor, now they've got an opportunity to have an upgraded iPhone but still keep the same screen size.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've seen some of the reviews on the new iPhone SE, and basically they really liked the phone, even though it was kind of hard going from, you know, a larger screen to a smaller screen, because you get used to it. But then again, if you spend enough time with it and then you get used to a smaller screen size, it's not as it's a little easier. But they said, yeah, it's basically, it was a good update to the 5S for people who still had them, but yet still wanted to keep the smaller screen size.
Okay, cool. All right, Jacob, anything else you want to say, mate, before I go to Daryl?
Yeah, me. It's a no-go for the SE.
All right, mate.
Even in the rose gold.
You wouldn't get rose gold. What about the iPad, the new iPad?
I'd rather, if I wanted to, I would get the bigger one.
That's what I said, the iPad Pro, yeah.
Yeah, because from what I've seen and what you've shown me, it's got a lot more gooth in it.
Yeah, it does. All right, good answer there, Jacob. Let's go to Darryl. What about you, mate?
Oh, I think the iPhone, you know, as Steve and I've sort of met Jacob, it's a real upgrade for the 5S for people sitting on the 5S or even a 5 or something below that have been not wanting the larger form factor. And Apple's conscious they don't want to give them a reason to jump ship to Android. So by sort of bringing out this, they're saying to them, we understand you want a smaller phone. Here it is, and it still has some really good specs. It might not quite be the 6S, but it still has really good specs, so it's a worthy upgrade. And, you know, it's at a reasonable price point for people who may be struggling budget-wise to be able to afford an iPhone. But the other thing is I think they really are looking at India and China. They want to get the middle classes into the iPhone ecosystem, so they don't want them to sort of be buying Samsungs and everything else. They want them in that ecosystem, and once they get them in that ecosystem and they like using even an iPhone SE, and then, you know, they're more likely then to upgrade and continue to upgrade their iPhones. It's much harder if they've already jumped ship and have gone to an Android phone. It's harder to get them there. So
yeah, definitely.
So I think that, you know, that it's a multi-pronged marketing and everything approach by Apple to sort of grab the emerging market, because, I mean, it's potentially, you know, there's tens of millions of people in China and India who are now, like, you know, classes, the middle classes, they've now got some disposable income that they can afford to buy these things. And there's only going to be more of those people around in the years to come. And Apple wants a big chunk of that market. They don't want to sort of let it go to Android or the Samsungs of the world. But yeah, it is an interesting departure. And I think Steve was right when he was talking about, you know, Steve Jobs, isn't the fact that in the beginning, you know, Apple were conscious of the fact that if you have a ton of devices at all different screen sizes and all that, it means for your developer community, you've got to be writing apps for multiple screen sizes and all this sort of stuff, and it gets very complicated. And so I think Steve Jobs kept it really simple by saying, this is the iPhone you're going to get, take it or leave it. This is the iPad you're going to get, take it or leave it. It's this size. But think times have moved on since his death, and I think that you know, Apple are now, and they've only got a few sizes. I mean, it's when you compare it to Android that have, you know, just hundreds of almost different screen sizes. Apple's certainly been very cautious in bringing out different sizes, and they've done it in a gradual way so as not to upset, you know, their user base. And tell you, it will be interesting to see when they report their sales figures for the SE to see whether it'll be a successful device. But the early reviews, people seem to be very encouraged by it.
Yeah, definitely. And what about the new iPad, Daryl? What's your view on the new iPad?
Oh, I think, again, it's you know, the iPad Pro is, and I saw that one in Melbourne about a month or 6 weeks ago. I mean, it's a beautiful device. I mean, the screen, I mean, videos and that of it don't do justice to what the screen is like. I mean, it's just gorgeous. The colours and everything is just gorgeous. And I think they're just looking at it and thinking, well, a lot of people may buy the iPad Pro, the big one, are using it like almost like a you know, desktop replacement or notebook replacement. They're using it in a static location. So by taking some of that stuff and making a slightly smaller one back to the size of the original iPads, they're again expanding the market, saying, well, you can still have all this stuff of this wonderful iPad Pro, but you can have it in a slightly smaller form factor if you need it to be able to transport it, if you're carrying your iPad around with you. So again, they're cautious again with this, you know, with moving to different screen sizes, they haven't come out and put, you know, 10 different iPad screen sizes. And so it'll be interesting to see whether eventually they discontinue the iPad Air range and just say, you've got an iPad Pro, you know, the big one, and the 9.7-inch iPad Pro, and maybe a mini. They might eventually get rid of the iPad Air line and just have iPad Pros at the top, and an iPad Mini for those that want, like Jacob, that want the smaller form factor.
Mm, mm. So, if you want to get a new iPad, which one would you get? The 9.7 or the 12?
I'd probably get the 9.7 only because I would like the ability to easily be able to take it around with me. I mean, the one thing I love about even my old iPad 3 is that, you know, like the end of tech webcast, you know, when we've uploaded the episode and we've I can take it to the coffee shop, sit, open it up, read stuff on it, then just, you know, share out the podcast, all that sort of stuff. I like the portability of it. And I don't have to have a key. I don't have to lug around my notebook, and I don't have to have an additional keyboard. I just open it up and away I go. That would be, I mean, if I was wanting a device that just sat at home, that was on a desk or something, yes, the iPad, the big one would be great, be gorgeous. But I think if I was going to upgrade, it would be the 9.7 because I like the portability. That's why I love the iPad. I love my original iPad because I just take it everywhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Just throw it in a bag and take it with me and it's there and it's just – and so, but horses for courses, horses
for
courses.
That's it, mate. That's it. All right. People who bought the new iPad and the new iPhone, enjoy them.
Exactly.
Let's go to the news.
And this is the news. And the first item, and this is from someone called Brad's blog. Now, I don't know whether I know Brad's blog, but this is Foxtel to add three new beIN Sports high-definition channels. Every game of the UEFA Euro 2016 live in HD. And this is from Foxtel. So Foxtel and Bayern Media Group today announced an exciting partnership that will see the launch of three Bayern Sports high-definition channels available to Foxtel Sports subscribers at no additional cost to the sports pack. Foxtel will launch three, I think it's Bayern, B-E-I-N, I suppose that's the way I'm pronouncing it, right? Bayern Sports channels, Bayern Sports 1, 2 and 3 on Sunday, May 15th, 2016, ahead of the 2016 UEFA Euro League final on Tuesday. For those that don't know, UEFA is soccer. On the 2016 UEFA Champions League final on Sunday, May 29, which will both screen live. The new channels are an addition to Foxtel Sports Pack and will boost that pack's offering from 9 to 12 sports channels, reinforcing Foxtel as the home of live sports. So if you're into soccer and the European Championships there, that looks pretty damn good. The next one is from Mac Rumors. Apple Music is distractingly good for Taylor Swift in new ad. Apple today debuted a new ad for its music streaming service, Apple Music, this time centering around a workout session by artist Taylor Swift. The singer posted the one-minute video on Twitter early this morning, captioning it based on true events. In the commercial, she begins preparing for a treadmill workout by browsing Apple Music for some workout-related songs. After navigating through the service's recommended activity playlists and landing on the running sub-category, Swift decides on a playlist called GYM Flow and begins listening to Drake and future song Jumpman. As the video continues, Swift gets really into the song and sings along with the lyrics, ultimately leading her to wipe out on the treadmill, with the accompanying tagline for the video describing Apple Music as distractingly good. And on the show notes, you'll be able to click through and play that video if you want to see for yourself. And the next one is from Slashdot. An anonymous reader writes, In an anniversary update scheduled to launch this summer, Microsoft is bringing a new Action Center UI to Windows 10 PCs and Windows 10 Mobile. According to winbeta.org, the new Action Center will sync up to the cloud, allowing users to dismiss a notification on more than one device, for example. Users will be able to dismiss a text message on their PC, and that is the same notification be dismissed on their phones. Android users will be happy to know if this functionality is coming to Android via the Cortana app. Android users will be able to see and dismiss notifications that appear on their PC and vice versa. Developers will be able to create widgets and files for the new Action Center as well. So that looks like Android users are going to be assisted in this as well. So Microsoft is certainly changing. And the final story is from The Verge, and this is the $35,000 US dollars Tesla Model 3 in pictures. So again, if you look at the show notes after, you'll be able to have a look at the pictures from The Verge. The Tesla Model 3 is here, sort of. It won't actually ship to the thousands of customers with pre-orders until late 2017. But we finally have our first look at it, even if Elon Musk says this is just part one of the Tesla Model 3 story. Part two is yet to come. Tesla says the car will go more than 215 miles per hour. I can't remember what that is in kilometres, on a charge, and will start at $35,000, though it will be possible to run the price much higher with added options. Now, what we care about is what the Model 3 actually looks like. And of course, there's a selection of photographs that I can't really describe to you in the Model 3, but that is from The Verge, and in the show notes, you'll be able to click through and look at the gorgeous pictures of the Model 3 and drool over it. Yes. So that is the news.
Thank you, Daryl. That's a good reading from you, mate.
No worries.
I actually want one of them cars.
Yeah, look at it. It would be great. I mean, I think electric cars, yep. I think
they're going to be fantastic. I was watching the keynote of that yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And great information and, fantastic.
And I mean, you know, Tesla's really they're testing their solar. I mean, it's a slightly different issue, but they're using Australia as the test bed for their solar batteries.
Okay.
Elon Musk, who's sort of one of the, you know, very rich men of the world, but also very much into new technologies. They decided to use Australia as their test bed for their new big batteries that they're using for solar. And so Tesla and SpaceX and that they're certainly at the cutting edge.
Can you imagine having him on the podcast?
Oh, you'd want to schedule a long podcast because he'd be a guy you'd want to just sit back and just listen to because
exactly.
Yeah, I mean he's made a lot of money. I think he was involved with PayPal and that way back, and he was one of the founders of PayPal and that. But he's investing in things like, you know, SpaceX and Tesla, and he's even, you know, involved in this Hyperloop project in the US where they're trying to put, you know, Hyperloop rail system across the United States to take, you know, LA to New York in only 2 or 3 hours trip. He's one of those sort of real, he's putting his money where his mouth is in new technology.
Good on him. Jacob, let's go to you. What's your view on them stories, mate?
Well, the anniversary, I think, that's going to be very, very interesting. So I'm looking forward to it, and there's going to be updates among us through it.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, and
anything else?
And the Tesla car.
Yep.
I actually was watching the another stream from The Verge, them actually taking the car out on the road.
Yeah, I seen it as well. It's unbelievable how they do it.
Yeah, it's got the new, like, DNA packet in there.
Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah, and it really does go 60 in 6 seconds.
Yep. Pretty cool, mate. Are you buying one, Jacob?
Someone gives me one.
Brad will send that car with my iPad in the same. You know, yes. While he's sending my iPad, he'll be sending you your Tesla. So you just stand outside your mailbox and wait for the notification too.
Yeah, we wait there for a while, Jacob. Anything else you want to say, Jacob? Anything else? Is that all you want to say, mate?
On the Foxtel, bringing more sports channels. That's pretty good.
It is very cool, isn't it? Very good to see Foxtel putting more HD channels on their platform. It's pretty good. Good on them.
I'd love to hear more about it from you, Brad.
Oh, you will, mate. Don't worry about it. You will. No, it's great. I agree. Foxtel putting more HD channels on there and stuff and the soccer and the stuff. And I think it would get more people to sign up to Foxtel now because, you know, you got more range for sport and stuff.
Yeah, it's starting to come worldwide too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's go. Jacob, is that all you want to say, mate?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Steve. What about you, Steve? What's your view on them stories, mate?
Actually, the Tesla looks interesting because it seems to be for a pretty good price, and the range of it's pretty good too. The only thing I'd worry about is maybe the batteries, because I've got somebody at work. They actually had a hybrid car. I believe it's like electric gas. And but the only thing with that is that the batteries are pretty expensive. If he ever had to replace the batteries, they're about $2,000 a piece or to replace the batteries. So I could just imagine just on the Tesla model, the cost for replacement as well. And because longevity, how long do these batteries last with the recharge, discharge cycles? Eventually they'll wear out. So I'm kind of worried about that.
Okay.
As far as that, I think there's other, another interesting story I think is with able to get, I think, Android notifications to your PC.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a little bit like at what Apple's doing. You can integrate some of your mobile devices with your Mac computer, and it's sounding like maybe Microsoft's doing something, just a little bit, something similar with Android notifications.
Cool. Okay. Any else, Steve?
Oh, that was it, basically. That's it.
Okay, what about you, Darryl? What's your final view on them? New stories, then we'll wrap up.
I think Tesla's, as I say, is really interesting. I mean, Steve's certainly right that it's wonderful to have electric cars, and they're obviously getting better in the speeds and that, but you've still got to consider the cost, the running costs. You know, whether you've got a gas, petrol car or whatever, you've always got to consider what the running costs are. And are you going to be at the bleeding edge of the technology where it costs more to run? But I'm just really excited that the future means that if we can move away from fossil fuels for cars and stuff like that and move to electric, I'm all for that. And I really do like Elon Musk. I just think he's one of those guys that's a real visionary. So that's great. Foxtel's interesting. I think it's just another thing of competition. And I think Foxtel are really, you know, to my mind, are really starting to focus on sports and saying, well, that's where their strength is to be the sports network. If you want sports outside of the big ones that are on free-to-air TV, then Foxtel is where you're going to go to get them, like, you know, the UEFA and stuff like that. So I think, they're really focusing on grabbing all the big sports that they're able to and putting packages out for people. The notifications is good because, at the moment, you know, like I've got a Windows 10 desktop and I've got my Windows 10 notebook, and you clear the notifications on the notebook and then you go to the desktop and the notifications are sort of still there. They haven't actually, in some cases, been cleared. So to have that means that you're not having to double up on stuff, and to allow Android users to sort of do the same thing just encourages Android users to look at Windows as a platform. And Taylor Swift, it's just more, you know, marketing by Apple. And it's clever because Taylor Swift was the big critic of Apple Music when it first came out, and she was going to not allow her music to be on there because she felt that Apple wasn't paying for the first 3 or 4 months. They weren't paying the musicians. So for her now to come out and do an ad for Apple is good for Apple.
That's an actual real ad. I thought that was an April Fool's joke.
Well, it wasn't an April Fool's joke because it could have been an April Fool's joke. But whether it is an April Fool's joke or not, it's good PR marketing for Apple because Taylor Swift was the biggest critic of Apple Music, and you know, if she hadn't got back on the Apple ship, it could have, you know, really damaged Apple Music right at its birth, because she was the one that was saying, hey, you know, you can't not pay musicians for 3 or 4 months just because you're giving 3 or 4 months free use.
Yep.
And because she's so popular and so powerful in the music industry, that and then millions of other people sort of were cheering her on, and indie musos were doing the same thing. And there's another story we didn't sort of have a chance to get to, but SoundCloud is doing their SoundCloud Go, they've been getting in some quarters a bit of a backlash from the indie musos who use SoundCloud because they're not basically paying them yet for anything, and so they're feeling like they're just having their music's up there for nothing, and SoundCloud's going to get subscription money off, you know, actually I think it's only just a US-based service at the moment, but for US users, and they're not being paid. And I've read a few articles where some of the indie musos there are really acting up, and they're considering pulling their music from SoundCloud. So it's really interesting that the whole streaming service. So maybe I got suckered in that it was an April Fool's joke, but it's good. Whatever it is, April Fool's or that, it's good publicity for Apple that Taylor Swift is promoting their music, whether she's doing it as a joke or not.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Although it does look here, and this is a time zone because April Fool's usually in April 1st. It's usually until lunchtime on April 1st. That's when the jokes happen after midday.
That's what someone else said to me.
But this is dated. But then of course it's US time. So as soon as we finish our April Fool's stuff, the US is coming online with all their April Fool's jokes.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I think, like, I know about the Taylor Swift and the free trials, and Taylor Swift was mad about it, but I think Apple actually, Apple gave away free, like, one of her concerts or something, or so it had to do in conjunction with Taylor Swift, so, and that was, I don't know how many, maybe 6, 8 months ago. So, I think they're on better terms now.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I think Apple got awake. And it was good because she was powerful enough to make the Apple executives sit up and take notice. If it had been just, you know, indie musos that were saying, hey, this is not fair, Apple would have probably just shrugged its shoulders and said, well, tough, you know. But because she's so powerful, she's so popular, When she wrote and said and blogged and things about it, the big Apple executives, they were quick to say, oh look, we're sorry about that. We'll make sure that the people are paid.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, Daryl, is that all you want to say, mate?
That's it from me. Yep.
That's it, mate. All right, you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Check out the Facebook page as well for Tech Webcast as well. Daryl, what about you, mate?
You can get me at Learnscape on Twitter or Daryl Hunt at Google Plus. And I won't say I'm closing the door. I've used that joke too many times.
Really?
Yes, too many
quite
times.
Funny. It is funny. Jake, what about you, mate? What do you want to say, mate, before you go?
You can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
All right, good stuff, mate. Steve, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
All right, good stuff, Steve. Jacob, this is where you say your last word. And this, I didn't mean by last week, you didn't mean your last show. I meant, what do you want to say?
You all lost the game.
Oh dear.
Don't you think Daryl lost the game more than all of us?
Hey.
I think so.
I lost the iPad Pro, which I never got to start with. But anyway, I'm not bitter and twisted about it.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve.
Steve and Jennifer. Boom!